Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce you, Miss Katrina Sawa. Katrina, why don't you take it from here?
Oh, that was quick. All right. Thanks, Tanya. It's fun to be here again. I'm on a lot of these summits because I just have a lot of different topics to share. I'm one of those people who can switch in 1 minute, talk about how to love yourself, and the next minute talk about how to maximize your social media. So it's a fun place to be in. I am all about helping people put more love in their life and money in their business. And today we're talking about some money-making strategies. The topic that I'm talking about today is leveraging in your business with your own high-end home events and high-end programs. And so the key is to get out of overwhelm that you're in with either too much to do currently in your business or too many ideas and no time to implement them all. Instead, we want to help you find a way to simplify what you're selling in your business in order to serve more of your ideal clients at the highest level. And we want to help you create and enjoy your business fully when you can serve at a higher level, which comes ultimately also with higher rates and higher more money in your pocket, so to speak. Plus, in doing so, you can transform more lives faster as well with your gifts and your passion. So that's really what it's all about today. And when I first learned how much money I could actually charge for one person for an entire year of a coaching program or mastermind or whatnot, and I learned what actually people were paying, I was floored, completely floored and blown away. And this was about 12 years ago. I started my business in 2002. And I was just trading hour for dollar in my local area, which is Sacramento, California. And I used to be in advertising, selling ads in the local newspaper. But when I decided to transform into my own business, I knew there was a lot of small business owners out there that just didn't know how to get more clients and make more money. And so I really helped them in all aspects of their business and their marketing back then, but it was more on a retainer level and a much lower dollar per hour rate, okay, because I didn't know better. I just didn't know what I didn't know. And that was, you know, it went fine. I made a good high five-figure salary those first 3 years of my business, but then I discovered what else was possible. I discovered that there was people making money talking to people all over the world, coaching and consulting, doing live events, having mastermind programs, doing, you know, 6-week teleseries and 90-day programs, leveraging and group programs and things like that. I learned what people were doing out there that I had no idea nobody in my world, my quote-unquote world, was doing, right? So I just want to encourage you that there could be some other business models out there that you're not seeing people do, even if you say your industry is different, right? Like the typical therapy or like marriage and family therapists or, you know, those kinds of service industries. A lot of times I get those kinds of people coming to me going, how do I do it differently? They're charging $100 to $125 an hour maybe, but they're in the therapy mode instead of the coaching consulting world where it could be $200 or $300 or $400 an hour and to make that jump. Now you don't have to make that jump, but there's a lot more money to be made if you do things in a different model perhaps than what you're currently doing. So I just want to throw that idea out to you that there could be different ways of doing your business. All right. I know people that are in network marketing businesses who don't realize how much coaching and consulting they're actually doing with not only their downline, who they feel like they need to give that information to for free, but to everybody else, to teaching them different things. When in fact, there's certain things that you could teach them, but you could develop a program that you could actually get paid to do. So there's a lot of opportunity and a lot of possibility. And a lot of times people come to me, let's talk about events, right? People come to me and say, I want to do my own event. I want to do it in 3 months. Right? Or they say, I want to do it in August. I'm like, okay, well, that's only 2 months away. What are you thinking? And they say, I want 100 people. And I'm like, well, how many people are on your email list? Well, 200. Well, how are you going to get half of those people to your event in 2 months? Like, it's just not possible. Is it possible? Yes, of course, anything's possible. Is it probable? Absolutely not. Right? That's not realistic of an expectation. So we have to there is a time and a place to hold your own live event and your own high-end programs or live retreats or trips or things like that you want to do. I have a client that wants to do a live women's retreat in Africa in December, and it's currently June. And it might be okay if she only needs 10 people, but she needs to have everybody's money and in deposits by August. So, again, she's in two-month planning mode right now, right, for a pretty high expensive buy-in. So we got to make sure that what we're trying to add to our business is put in a realistic and logical time frame. First off, like I said, anything's possible. Do you want to have a retreat in Africa? Of course you can have a retreat in Africa. Do we maybe need a year and a half to plan it? Maybe. Okay? Instead of 3 or 4 months, honestly. So a lot of times we just don't know what we don't know as far as what's it going to take to fill an event or fill a high-end program, right? As far as group programs go, there's some that are start-stop date and some that you can get into anytime, right? And what I mean by start-stop is like you might have let's just say a 90-day program that you want to run. Okay, I want to start it on September 1st. Great. And then I'm going to end it September, October, November. It's going to go all the way through November, maybe into December because of the holiday week, whatever. So there's your time frame. If you're going to do something like that, you need to fill it before the program starts, right? So if you want 20 people into your high-end into that 90-day program, you need to figure out how to get those 20 people in. And a lot of times people think it's going to be super easy to fill a high-end program. More than likely, and they're just going to put up a web page and say, oh, it's $2,000, just join anytime. And click and buy, right? And they put up the click and buy buttons and they have the shopping cart and they have the great sales page with the good words and all the copy and everything to sell it and the pictures and the videos and you have everything in place, right? But you're not driving enough traffic there. Or you expect the sales page to actually sell for you the majority of the people into that program. And that's probably not going to be how it happens, honestly. I've been doing this a long time. Typically, if someone's going to spend over $1,000 with you or even over $500 with you for an event or a high-end program, they are going to want to have a conversation with you, typically. Okay, so really booking yourself with sales conversations is where you want to focus. You don't want to focus into selling people from an email or a web page necessarily, especially if it's thousands and thousands of dollars into whatever it is you're selling them. You want to focus on getting them into free complimentary conversations with you and then have a really good sales conversation with them. And it doesn't have to be salesy, okay, but it needs to be somewhat formatted of a conversation so that you can take them through a buying process and hopefully make an offer and they will give you their credit card, right? So that's a whole other conversation is the sales process, mind you, but when is it time to add these live events or high-end programs to your business model? And I say right away, right? Right away. That doesn't mean we go plan, like when you're brand new, you plan the Africa retreat for that coming fall, okay? That means that you can plan a high-end program, like a VIP day with you, because what does that take of your time? Really nothing, right? They're going to come to you, or you might go to them or meet halfway in the middle for a VIP day, and if it's $2,000 or $5,000 or even $10,000, right? Put it on your website. Offer it. If nobody buys it, nobody buys it, but if you don't put it out there, definitely no one's going to buy it, right? If you do put it out there, there's a possibility someone might buy it because they might see it and go, huh, how about your VIP day? People come to conversations with me all the time and say, well, I was looking on your coaching packages and I don't know about this one, but I think I like this one better and tell me about that one. And sometimes they do their research and they do their homework before they come to that call. Many times they don't, in which case we can talk about anything that I think that recommends where they are, but if you don't have it, they can't buy it, right? So definitely want to create some high-end things. And then when you focus on putting them on the calendar is a different story. And one thing I would suggest with group programs, especially high-end group programs, is you don't, especially if you're going to have a start-stop date, right, then I wouldn't necessarily publish the actual dates until you sell the first one. And it's kind of a trick that I've been using, and I think other people use it too to some extent, or they should be, because what you don't want to happen is what happened to me the first time I tried to sell a group program, is I got one person to sign up, right? And I think at the time it was like $4,000 or something. It was a higher end group program. And I got one person to sign up, and you can say, yay, $4,000, or you can say, boo, because that means I had to do like basically one-on-one calls for 90 days with this person. Right, which they got a hell of a deal, and I could have canceled it, but I didn't. Instead, I gave them a varied one-on-one program version, okay, and then I had to do the program again because there wasn't enough people to make a group. I should have probably canceled it and reinvested her money in some other way and helped her in some other way, but I didn't, okay, and it's okay to cancel if you don't get the amount of people you want. But I want you to have the right expectations, and I want you to have the right price points, and I want you to have the right sales process. Because without those, you could give away the farm for not enough money, and you don't have enough revenue. A lot of people lose their shirts on their first event because they go big with the hotel and the food and beverage and maybe the audiovisual or whatever else they're going to throw in their video and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then they don't get they don't fill the seats that they want to fill, and they don't convert enough people from the back end to something else. So, I say that because I did that. I did that. One of my first live 4-day events was way overspent. And luckily I made a lot of money at that event, but it's still barely broke even, which is not good. Right. So break even is fine for your first event, but don't do what I did, right, and spend too much. So I really want to get you thinking about what else is possible. What types of events and programs and products could you add? You could add a live event. You could add a 1-day, a 2-day, or a 3-day, or longer. If you're going to sell from that live event another high-end program like a mastermind or some kind of coaching program or something like that, or a retreat, or continued coaching of some sort that's over $2,000 to $5,000 or more, you really want to have a minimum 2-day event and probably more likely to have a 3-day event, because the longer people have to experience you in that event, the more committed they are to then engaging with you for a longer period of time and investing more money with you in a longer period of time. So don't expect to have a 1-day or a half a day event and sell a $10,000 thing. It's not as likely to see the best results if you do that. That's all I'm going to say. So whether you do a half day, a 1-day, a 2-hour, a three-day, or whatever, there's a strategy behind each one. Okay. Then virtual events. Virtual events or high-end programs, they could be low-end virtual events where you're still having an event. They could be membership programs, which usually are lower end, but some people do high-end membership programs, and typically you'd sell those from a live event. They can be 6-week programs, 3-week. They could be webinar. They could be video. They could be do-it-yourself. They could be live Q&A. They could be all kinds of different formats and what you deliver in that program, right? You could have a VIP day, like I mentioned, if that's a good way for you to deliver your gifts or share your expertise with whoever your client might be. There's a mastermind program. A lot of you probably are familiar with mastermind programs. I've been running one since 2009 every year, and it's my favorite program to run. I probably get the best clients in there because they are more committed and motivated to work on their business and their lives, because they're committed for a year, right? And they're more engaging with everybody else as well. And so we're building a community, not just a program. And so that to me is more of should be your highest end type of program rather than maybe some one-on-one or something. And a lot of times people put a mastermind in place for pennies or $20 a month or $40 a month, and they meet in person for coffee for a mastermind. And I just want to get you to think maybe a little differently about the mastermind. In my world, and it's not just about me, but typically a mastermind is more of a higher investment. And so if you're giving it away for a low value or low cost, you might be undervaluing yourself and the perception of the people paying you when you try to offer them something higher priced above a mastermind just seems like it shouldn't be higher priced. So you just want to be careful on what you name things and in what pecking order, so to speak, that the pricing stands. Okay, so so there's so many different business models, right? And then structuring your program, product or service or event, right? We already talked about how many different ways you could do a live event. A virtual event can be online or in person. It could be interactive where you can talk to people, or it could just be your training at them and you give them resources. The difference between a stop-start or an ongoing, like people can jump into my mastermind anytime, but some people host masterminds where they only launch it at their live event every year, and people's memberships go from that date to the following year's date, and they don't take people in the middle. Or they, like when I had my 90-day, I had a start-stop. But in a membership program, for example, I have a Love and Money Club, and, you know, membership models are great. They're usually a lower-end offering, where it's a continuity program and people just get in and every month they pay a certain fee to get certain benefits. And those are usually great to keep people engaging and for low price options for people to jump into to experience you. But that's not a start-stop date usually. Usually it's they can jump in anytime. You can set it up to where there's a certain curriculum if you want, meaning you have, say you have 12 modules you're teaching in this program of content, and you want to make sure that anybody new always starts on module one, not module six. For example, if they start in June, they don't get module six. They get module one. And so you can do that if you have the right shopping carts and autoresponders and systems in order to feed people the information that you want when you want them to have it. So you can have that kind of a program be delivered in a way that will indicate a start-stop date, but really they can join any time. So I think that's a great way to leverage your time and not have to worry about filling a program by a certain date, especially if you haven't done these before. There's things with payment plans. A lot of times if you have a higher end program, you want to, you know, say you're going to charge $10,000 for the year or whatever. Great. Well, make sure you also have a payment option. Now, you don't have to, of course, but you'll get more people enrolled if you have a payment option. And you, instead of selling it, a lot of the biggest mistake I see people making in a program when they have, say, a 12-month program is that when they sell it, they say, oh, yeah, and it's $500 a month. It's not $500 a month. It's a $6,000 a year program, right? 5,000 times 12. Yeah, 6,000. $6,000 a month or a year program, and you can either pay in full for $6,000 or you can make monthly payments of 10 months for $600 or whatever you want to do the monthly payment at, right? And you don't necessarily have to do it for a 12-month period. You can do a deposit down, and then you can, you know, chunk the payments down into 3 months if you want. You can do whatever payment plan you like. And typically you want to charge more in the payment plan than if they pay in full. There should be incentive though to pay in full. I mean, it's nice to have a big month when you have someone pay in full for your $10,000 program and you get woo, you know, minus credit card fees of course, but it's a big woohoo when you can get that pay in full client every now and again. And if you can do one of those a month, fantastic, right? But have a payment plan available for most of the people that will need it if you're doing a high-end program. Then when to sell what and for how much, right? So when do you sell these and how do you sell these? So a lot of times you'll see people selling a $3,000 or $5,000 program from their email newsletter, right? And they'll send emails out about it. They might hold a teleclass or a webinar that's free in order to talk about this program and give you some tips and an overview of it, and then offer a sales, basically pitch you to buy the program, right? And then they send you to the sales page. And that's a pretty common way to sell, and that's more leveraged because you could have, you know, dozens or hundreds of people on this free teleclass or webinar that can hear your message. Basically, it's your signature talk about this program, product, or service, and then you can hopefully get a good percentage of them to go and click and buy. And that is a more leveraged way to have a sales conversation. But for the majority of entrepreneurs, I think you're going to do better in one-on-one sales conversations than in the group like that, sales conversations. Because not enough people that I see that are trying to do teleclass and webinar sales presentations like that actually know what they're doing. So you either need to get full training on that and figuring out how to do those types of conversations with the right sales process engaged, so you're not being salesy, you're giving good content, but you are driving them to buy at the end of the call or webinar. So if you don't know how to do that effectively and you haven't had some training on that, you definitely want to get training before you go try to wing it, because I can tell you that you'll be much more successful if you get a lot of those people on a one-on-one sales conversation then in that regard, which you still need enrollment training on as well. I needed all this enrollment training too, you guys. So I'm not just telling you because I think all of you don't understand. I didn't understand either, and I came from the sales and marketing world. I've done all kinds of sales and marketing, but this kind of selling is different. And I didn't know how to do it, and I didn't know how to do it effectively, especially to sell something for $10,000. I've never sold something for $10,000 before I did in my business, right? So it's just different. That's all I can say. And so you can try it if you want on your own, but I highly recommend you reach out and get some expertise and some training. So real quick, we have a couple more minutes. Five steps to developing your new leveraged offering, right? So how do you really figure out what are you going to include in this event, or what are you going to include in this high-end program? What does it look like? First of all, it really should be your quote-unquote signature program or your signature event, okay? I have 11 Money Business Summit. I have a Jumpstart Your Marketing and Sales Summit. I have a couple different signature events and signature programs. My Live Big Mastermind is my signature program. So you got to start with one thing, right? Get really clear and focused on what the five steps are to your process that you're going to teach on, or the five modules or 12 modules that you want to train people through, okay? And figure out what that looks like. You can think about what's the need you need to solve. What's the need that people have that you want to help? What's that need that you need to solve? How will you teach it with leverage, right? What's your system or process for taking people through it? What needs to be set up? What kind of technology do you need to actually run the program, event, or service? And then how to market it and get in front of enough people, because it's a numbers game, in order to sell enough people. If you want to sell, you know, 10 people into a group program, and you currently are only closing 1 out of 4 people that you talk to in a good sales conversation, you only close 1 out of 4, but you want 10 people in this program, then that means what? You need to talk to and have sales conversations with 40 people in order to get those 10 people enrolled. And that's only if you're selling, that's the only thing you're selling, right? So most people don't have that many sales conversations, and yet they still think they're going to get, you know, the 10 people, but you're not talking to enough people. So don't be misled with thinking you don't need to do more. It's not that you have to work harder, but you need to talk to more people. And so, which means you need to usually market more, you need to do more social media, you need to do more emails, you need to do some phone calls through your list, you might need to get some people to help market it for you, like affiliates or referral sources. So there's a lot of marketing that drives into getting to those sales conversations so that you can offer your live event or your high-end program or whatever it is in that kind of a conversation. So I'd love to talk with you guys more about this. There's so much more I can share. Honestly, I mean, I do 3-day events that are never ending, it seems like. People think, I mean, there's so much information at my events. And I actually, people are like, you need to not give so much information at your live events, because, you know, but I don't know how to do that. So we'll see what happens at this one in November. But I'd love to talk with you more if you have questions about any of this or any of your marketing or your systems, or I offer a complimentary business strategy session. You're welcome to come and do that call with me. It's one-on-one where we look at where you are, what's possible for you, what do you need to do to get there? And all you have to do is go fill out a few questions on my website. It's askcat.biz is the page you want to go to for that. askkat.biz, askkat.biz. Fill out the questions, and I'll be in touch to schedule a call, and we can talk really soon. So don't wait, though, to do this, because you deserve to make more money now. You can add higher-end programs and products now. We can transform your business now. You don't have to wait till next year or until something happens or until whatever, whatever. You know, now is the time to make more money, and now is the time to raise your value, your worth, and your rates. And let's figure out what else is possible for you. I invite you to come and talk to me or go get some free stuff on my website, too. Either way is good. You can go to katrinasawa.com and for free stuff, and I will talk to you soon.